This is the 5-Minute Focus for Tuesday, August 16th, 2022. And this is a United States Congresswoman. We will stand and show our respect.
Inflation is like a theoretical word that economists use, but what families feel every day is the up or down of costs.
The Todd Herman Show is 100% disapproved by big pharma, technocrats, and tyrants everywhere. Now, from the high mountains of free America, here's the Emerald City Exile, Todd Herman.
Today is the day the Lord has made, and these are the times through which God has decided we shall live. And I'm struggling today to be a godly person as I'm observing the actions of the party. I'm having real problems keeping a respectful tongue in the head that God has loaned me. Doing my very, very best. 5-Minute Focus is an opportunity to share with friends and use that share button in your podcast app to help us grow. Growth is how you thrive. It's also a look ahead as to what we're going to talk about. Hour one, some simple questions to derail the party's propaganda. Simple questions like this. Hey, by the way, while we're chatting, how do you define science?
The pandemic has tested all of us as we've learned to live, work, and interact differently.
Whether or not you've gotten sick, we must strengthen our immunity and our resolve to defeat COVID.
The COVID vaccines offer a safe and effective way to keep you, your family, and your colleagues safe.
So please, ask the questions.
Follow the science.
Get vaccinated.
Ask the questions. Well, how do you define science is my first question, because a top donor to the Democrats has been red-pilled. You've probably heard of Steve Kirsch. He decided to ask some questions, you know, as a top donor. He got access, but he couldn't get anyone, any Democrat or even staff members to read what he sent them.
This vaccine is the most dangerous vaccine ever created by man. It is 1,000 times more deadly than the smallpox vaccine, and that's too unsafe for people to use. And I could not get even a single minute in front of any Democratic congressman.
Here's another question to derail the party's propagandists. Hey, do cops have too much power?
Let me address recent unfounded attacks on the professionalism of the FBI and Justice Department agents and prosecutors. I will not stand by silently when their integrity is unfairly attacked.
Wait, so
men and women of the FBI and the Justice Department are dedicated, patriotic public servants.
Right, but do cops have too much power? Because that's what I've been told by the left. Leftist portion of the party. Now, the party as a whole, that is McConnell and McCarthy. Of course, you could ask them, hey, guys, about that big lie you talked about. Hey, can elections be stolen?
You can run the best campaign. You can even become the nominee. And you can have the election stolen from you.
How can you win with Russian interference, though?
That's the real thing.
That's what I'm scared about in 2020.
But rightly.
Because I think he's an illegitimate president that didn't really win. So how do you...
So I repeat myself. Can elections be stolen? We'll go through other questions to derail the party's propagandists. Like, hey, Pramila PayPal, what exactly is this math?
Inflation is like a theoretical word that economists use, but what families feel every day is the up or down of costs.
And in hour number two of the Todd Herman Show for Tuesday, the 16th of August, 2022, there's a whole bunch of destruction of evidence going on by a bunch of federal agencies. Now, what does that mean? Well, we'll talk about that, but we'll also play a new song.
No reasonable prosecutor would bring such a case. I know there will be intense public debate. I know there will be intense public debate. I know there will be intense public debate. Public debate. What difference at this point does it make? 110.
Great question, Jimmy Comey. What difference does it make? Yeah, they've been destroying evidence for a long time. In fact, the people in the Obama administration, they decided to keep Barack Obama personally kept, would not turn over to the archives. the records of the unmasking of Trump officials, which was incidentally highly illegal.
But in the last few hours, we've been following a disclosure by the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, Devin Nunes, that in essence, during the final days of the Obama administration, during the transition after President Trump had been elected, that he and the people around him may have been caught up in surveillance of foreign individuals and that their identities may have been disclosed. Do you know anything about this?
I know nothing about this. I was surprised to see reports from Chairman Nunes on that count today.
Yeah, you'll hear how her story unfolded throughout a year because all of a sudden she wasn't quite as surprised anymore. They've been doing this for a little while, hiding evidence, but it's getting more and more obvious. The FBI, pardon me, the IRS, how could I get them confused, decided to hide a job posting they put up because the job posting said, from the IRS, we need you to be okay carrying guns and we need you to be okay killing people, which again, does law enforcement have too much power?
Who are they going to harass? Who are these thousands of IRS bureaucrats, left-wing bureaucrats, lowest learners at the IRS? Who are they going to harass? Middle-class families. We know who it's going to be.
They're also hiding evidence of what the CDC is paying to do to children. It's so weird the way all the things the CDC has done in the past 2 years to children seems to be making them incapable of having children.
Gender-affirming hysterectomy is very similar to most hysterectomies that occur.
She said something really quick there. She said hysterectomies, we got that part, but she said the first part really quick.
Gender-affirming
hysterectomy is very similar to most hysterectomies.
She said gender-affirming hysterectomies. Yes, in order to affirm your gender, we need to tear out your guts. Yeah, but adults can do what adults want to do. Let's just make that clear. But that's not for adults. That's Boston's Children's Hospital making that presentation. They'll be hiding that too because of what's happening in England. They're going to be hiding evidence of the mutilation of kids. They'll have to, or they're going to end up being completely financially destroyed. That is the 5-minute focus. Hey, you know what? Pray for me, please. I'm having a lot of problems keeping a respectful soul. Keep my soul feeling respectful. And we're called to do that. I'm really struggling on that front, so I'd really appreciate your prayers.